Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday morning, October 16th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of finance news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Mining News Breaks, Silvercorp Metals Inc. SVM, MMericM, reports 23% revenue growth in Q2 fiscal 2026. Silvercorp Metals Inc. SVM reported a 23% revenue growth in Q2 fiscal 2026, with approximately $83.3 million in revenue driven by higher silver and lead output. The company produced 1.7 million ounces of silver and 1.84 million silver equivalent ounces, along with 14.2 million pounds of lead and 5.6 million pounds of zinc. Active exploration and mine development continued across various projects, with a preliminary economic assessment underway for the Condor project. Silvercorp will release its full Q2 results on November 6, 2025. For more information, visit Silvercorp's newsroom at ht.ibn.fm/svm.
Investor news breaks. Anovis Bio Inc., NYNVS, closes $6 million registered direct offering. Anovis Bio Inc., a late-stage clinical drug platform company focusing on neurodegenerative diseases, including Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, has closed a $6 million registered direct offering. The offering consisted of 4 million shares of common stock at $1.50 per share, with H.C. Wainwright & Co. serving as the exclusive placement agent. The gross proceeds of $6 million before fees and expenses will be used for working capital and general corporate purposes. Anovis is dedicated to developing innovative therapies to improve patient outcomes and quality of life in diseases such as AD and PD. For more information, visit the company's website. UMAX partners with LifeLock to deliver built-in identity protection and encrypted private browsing for all internet customers. UMAXX, the nation's most secure and fastest-growing 5G internet provider, has partnered with LifeLock to offer built-in identity protection and private browsing capabilities to all customers. This industry-leading offering brings identity theft protection and personal privacy tools directly into customers' hands, making UMAX the first internet provider to offer this level of protection as part of every plan. With more than 75 million Americans affected by identity theft, UMAX's new offering includes LifeLock Identity Theft Protection and the $1 Million Protection Package, along with Norton Encrypted Private Network. By integrating cybersecurity directly into every plan, UMAX is redefining what consumers should expect from an internet provider, delivering a personal digital fortress for customers and their families.
How to Live Like a Rockstar? Tourbus Optional soars to number one international bestseller in finance. How to Live Like a Rockstar, Tourbus Optional, the brand new book by international speaker, award-winning wealth strategist, and media personality Wendy Lyon, the financial. Lyon has skyrocketed to become the number one international bestseller in finance in the US, UK, Canada, and France. Launched on September 30, 2025, this book is not just about money. It's a bold call to live life on your terms with confidence, abundance, and joy. Lyon's message is clear. You don't need a tour bus, just a plan. With practical strategies and empowering insights, readers can start building the life they were always meant to live. Fans can get their copy on Amazon and visit howtolivelikearockstar.vp for exclusive content and to join the Rockstar Life Academy program. The Unpaid Empire. Monique Lewis raised $20 million, elevating unknown brands to viral heights, before suffering betrayal and massive loss. Monique Lewis, founder of Monique Lewis Management, has overcome betrayal, exploitation, and massive losses to reshape the publicity industry with integrity and resilience. Despite facing setbacks, the firm has forged groundbreaking partnerships, helping clients in AI, fintech, and crypto ventures achieve over a 75% increase in visibility and revenue. Now, Lewis is on a mission to support immigrants through their application processes with dignity. Monique Lewis Management is opening its doors to true investors who believe in authentic transformation. With a portfolio including the Oscars, Grammys, and NBA, the firm has generated over $20 million in investments for clients, setting a new standard for ethical, high-impact publicity. Standard Chartered GBA business confidence indices rise to multi-year high levels. The latest Standard Chartered Greater Bay Area Business Confidence Index showed a broad-based recovery in business sentiment in the third quarter, with indices rising to multi-year high levels. The survey period saw reduced external uncertainty following the U.S.-China trade truce extension, leading to quarter-on-quarter improvements in business activities and outlook. Almost all current performance and expectations sub-indices rebounded, with Hong Kong experiencing the strongest rise in confidence. While the survey findings reflect positivism, the persisted trade uncertainty may impact business sentiment. Strategies like exploring overseas markets and addressing challenges from anti-involution are being adopted by GBA companies to mitigate risks and improve performance.
A News Breaks, Beeline Holdings Inc., BLNE, to share compelling story at upcoming summit. Beeline Holdings, trading on NASDAQ under the symbol BLNE, is expanding its offerings with new initiatives like Beeline Equity, allowing homeowners to sell up to 49% of their equity to investors. The company also introduced Blink QC, an AI-powered quality control tool, and Bob, an AI chatbot for mortgage applicants. Beeline executives will present at the Centurion One Capital 3rd Annual Bahamas Summit on October 28 to 29, 2025, to discuss their growth strategy. CEO Nick Luza, COO Jess Kennedy, and CFO Christopher Moe will meet with investors and participate in panel discussions. For more information, visit Beeline's newsroom at the provided link.
Mission IR News Breaks. Why Westvault Mining Inc., OTCQM, WVMDF, is one to watch. Westvault Mining Inc., a development stage gold company trading on the TSX.V under the symbol WVM and on the OTCQX under the symbol WVMDF, is implementing a low-risk, cash-conservative strategy. The company focuses on acquiring, advancing, and holding high-quality gold projects in prime jurisdictions to maximize shareholder returns. Since its inception in 2009, Westvault has concentrated on opportunities in North America's top gold-bearing regions, leading to the development of its flagship Hasbrouck Gold Project in Nevada. This project is fully permitted and ready for construction. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Investor News Breaks. Optimum Bank Holdings, Inc., American, OPHC, to present at LD Micro's 19th annual main event in San Diego. Optimum Bank Holdings, Inc., American, OPHC, is set to present at LD Micro's 19th annual main event in San Diego. The presentation, scheduled for October 20, 2025 at 1:30 p.m. PT, will be delivered by Moishe Gubin, Chairman of the Board. Gubin expressed excitement about sharing Optimum Bank's growth story and community-first model at the event. The LD Micro main event provides a platform for small-cap companies like Optimum Bank to connect with investors. Optimum Bank, founded in 2000 in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, focuses on traditional in-person banking for businesses and consumers across the state. Traded on the NYSE American under the symbol OPHC, the bank combines personal service with modern digital convenience to meet the needs of its customers. Should you include platinum in your safe haven portfolio? The recent surge in the price of platinum, with an 85% climb this year, has investors questioning if they should add this precious metal to their safe haven assets like gold. To make an informed decision, it's important to compare platinum and gold. You can get exposure to platinum in various ways, from buying the physical metal to investing in ETFs or shares of companies that extract the metal, like Platinum Group Metals Limited American PTM, PLG. Remember to do your due diligence before making any investment decisions.
Aura Systems Inc. to present at Spartan Capital Securities' second annual investor conference. Aura Systems Inc., OTC, AUSI, will present at Spartan Capital Securities' second annual investor conference on November 3, 2025, in New York City. Aura's axial flux induction technology, developed with over $150 million, offers advantages like no rare earth magnets, 60% less copper, and higher efficiency. President Sipora Lavoot expressed excitement about sharing Aura's progress with investors. The conference, organized with B2I Digital, will feature 60 companies across various sectors, expecting over 500 investors. CEO David Shapiro highlighted the event's focus on connecting investors with growth companies. Spartan Capital Securities, known for expert advice and personalized service, will host the conference, providing opportunities for dialogue and networking. Maryland is the fifth most affected by the government shutdown, Wallet Hub study. Maryland has been identified as the fifth most affected state by the government shutdown, according to a recent study by Wallet Hub. The report compared states based on metrics such as share of federal jobs, federal contract dollars per capita, and the percentage of families receiving food stamps. Maryland ranked first in share of federal jobs and federal contract dollars per capita. Despite being 16th in real estate as a percentage of GSP, the state ranked lower in access to national parks and the percentage of families receiving SNAP benefits. For more information, you can read the full article on CityBiz. CME Group expands into the Middle East with Dubai International Financial Center office opening. CME Group, the world's leading derivatives marketplace, has expanded into the Middle East with the opening of its Dubai office in Dubai International Financial Center. Operating under a DFSA license, this move comes in response to increased demand for trading access in the region. The new office will enhance client services and provide opportunities in benchmark products. With Sharif Jagman leading the Middle East and Africa division, CME Group aims to strengthen its presence in the region. This expansion underscores Dubai's role as a global financial hub and highlights the growing opportunities in the Middle East, Africa, and South Asia. For more information, visit CME Group's website.
Super returned to host Private Credit North America, alongside inaugural Secondaries North America and returning Super Venture conferences in New York, November 18 to 19. Super Return, the world's leading private equity and venture capital conference series, will host its Super Return Private Credit North America event alongside the inaugural Super Return Secondaries North America and returning Super Venture North America conferences in New York City on November 18, 19. Over 750 senior decision makers will gather at Convene 360 Madison Avenue to discuss trends and opportunities in private credit, secondaries, and venture capital. Super Return Private Credit North America, celebrating its 10th year, will feature panel sessions on topics like direct lending and asset-backed lending. Super Return Secondaries North America will focus on trends and challenges in the secondary market, while Super Venture North America will cover deep tech innovation and fundraising strategies. Distinguished speakers include industry leaders from CDPQ, Fortress Investment Group, and RRE Ventures. For more information and registration, visit the Super Return website.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.